You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. When we think of hip-hop and rap shows, we may think of nightclubs, big, loud concert halls. But how about 11 a.m. at the public library in the kids section? That's where you may find the Alphabet Rockers. The band has brought hip-hop to young kids through song and dance, and they tackle some hard-hitting subjects like race relations and social injustice. Bandmates Caitlin McGaw and Tommy Shepard Jr. joined me in studio to share their new album called Rise, Shine, #Woke, and talk about what being woke can even mean to a little kid.
Rise.
Change will not come if we wait for some other person, or if we wait for some other time. We are the ones we've been waiting for. We are the change that we seek.
I float like a butterfly, sting like a bee, gonna be the change.
We believe that if a person of color that is young has to know about these things, then why shouldn't anybody else have to know about these things?
Mm. And when you say these things?
The world.
Mm-hmm.
What happens? The ills of the times. We have to find the language to speak about it because my child is Black and Mexican. We have to tell him about so many things that maybe a white parent doesn't have to tell their 9-year-old, 10-year-old child. However, if they don't, and then they are a witness to it, they're going to think it's okay. So we feel like, yeah, if there's a certain group of kids that have to know about this stuff, then maybe all of them should know about it. And that way they can understand it a little bit better.
Have you found that socially conscious music, like little kids can absorb that and understand that?
Mm. Yes.
And on what level?
This is about us not just putting up pictures of giraffes in our kids' bedroom until they're 7. This is about us turning off messages on TV that show Black folks in a poor light, which is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
This is about us telling the story of Colin Kaepernick and how brave he is, and who else is brave, and what does bravery mean? How can we be brave for each other? Mm. It's really like we have to teach moral lessons to our kids every day. So it is a choice to not talk about real stuff. What's cool is like I have a friend from Bleep Arts in San Francisco, shout out to them. Her daughter's 4 years old, has memorized every word. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting here, when she tells me this, I have chills. A 4-year-old knows every word to this album. What does that mean?
It only means to her what her capacity can take, and that's gonna make her ask questions.
Mm.
The things that she doesn't understand is gonna make her wonder, and that's where wokeness happens.
When they ask you what you are, I'm a star, they don't really know what they do. It's no secret that you are you. When they ask you what you are, you respond, I'm a star, they don't really know what they do. It's no secret.
What is it about hip hop as a genre that is more powerful than another, you know, not to diss any other genres, but what is it about hip hop that can relay these messages that you're talking about? Why hip hop?
It's a culture. It's a freedom culture, and it's a culture based on expression and making things out of nothing.
Hmm. And like on a legit level, not on a, we're going to remix Who Let the Dogs Out and turn that into a kid's song and call it hip hop, because it's really a disservice to that. First of all, that artist made that song for another reason. And we are really intentional about what sounds do we put into this. And even, you know, the producer we're working with out of Atlanta is putting songs on the radio for young adults, you know? So we know it's contemporary. We know it's their music.
All right, tell me about Rise.
It was when Philandro Castile was murdered. And that same weekend, my family had posted a picture of my niece with some police officers.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought, you know, we gotta interrupt something here.
Mm-hmm.
because it's going on too long.
And it's not going anywhere.
Hurt me with your hatefulness, nonetheless, still I rise.
You may hit me with your words, you may cut me with your eyes, you may hurt me with your hatefulness, nonetheless, just like air, still I rise.
If they call us bad names, look them in the eye. If they push us down, be a true ally. If they try to build a wall, we won't comply. Cause when they go low, we go high.
That song was called Rise from their latest album, Rise, Shine, hashtag woke.
Yes.
How do you take this material that is very painful and heavy and turn it into something joyful?
I think it's heavy for people who haven't talked about it before. Because we've had some interviews where people say, wow, this is really heavy. And we're like, oh, it is? Okay. Because like this is how most people are navigating every day. So it's actually just life.
It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday. You know, we're out to make the uncomfortable normal.
Are you finding that audiences are responding to that, or have you lost some folks when you got heavy?
Honestly, don't care who we lost.
It's more about finding.
Yeah, it's more about finding. Mm-hmm.
Because here's the thing. In this Bay Area, we are a culture of many cultures. A family will show up. You don't necessarily know, or a group will show up. You don't know whose mom is whose, right? That's always been our audience. So now we have more tools for them.
Mm-hmm.
So when they show up, they're like, okay, you got my babies now. Like, you really got them.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a privilege.